If you're a millennial, this sound might bring back some memories. It's a Furby, those gremlin-like animatronic toys that became so popular in the late 90s.
So we've got a...
an original untampered with Furby. Farm fresh.
And that's Doug Butler.
Mm-hmm.
He knows Furbies inside and out, and he should. For the past few years, he's been perfecting an invention he calls the Killer Furby. It's a game you play with laser guns. And we're here in his Centerville basement to give it a test run.
These guns emit an identification signal, so the Furby would know there's somebody in the room, and he would get upset. And so you have to find the Furby and shoot him before he shoots you.
Can I try shooting the Furby?
Sure.
Down. Good luck.
Okay.
Yep.
It squints its eyes and fires lasers to disable the gun.
Does that mean he got me?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
But you can shoot back.
You need a new clip of ammunition.
But Doug does more than just killer Furbies. In fact, he has over 20 years of experience in sensor design and prototype development and underwater testing. His official title is engineer.
One thing that I actually make money at is repairing things that often I have no documentation and I've never seen them work. So you have to figure out, okay, what's this supposed to do? How did it do it? And why isn't it doing it?
Unofficially, he calls himself a tinkerer, and he's always imagining, inventing, trying to figure out what makes things tick.
Yeah, you're constantly looking at what things could be, you know?
We're standing at Doug's workstation. It's meticulously organized, switches and knobs everywhere. Doug pulls out a box of old toys he's been repurposing.
And let's see, in here we have a plastic lantern, a sight off of a toy gun.
As an inventor, Doug sees things for more than what they are. He sees what they could be, and people close to him say he's always had a knack for that.
This is conical light shade, but doesn't have to be light. It could be a sucker of some sort of a foot from an alien tripod vehicle, all sorts of stuff.
When he was courting his wife, this made for some interesting presents.
There was some rectifier that I managed to blow out, and it looked like a small bolt. And somewhere I had some red crepe paper, so I sort of wrapped that around it and made it into a little rose, left that on her windshield.
How'd you feel when you got that?
It's like, okay, creative, different.
That's Doug's wife, Nancy.
When other people are like running around tearing their hair out, you know, he's down in the basement. It's like, oh, I can just use this and I can use that. And I don't know, just kind of a different way of thinking.
That different way of thinking won her over. And these days, Doug and Nancy have fun getting creative together. They do Revolutionary War reenacting with the Yarmouth Minutemen. Doug plays a sailor, but of course it's Doug, so he makes everything by hand.
This is the sort of thing a sailor would have made for himself when he's on board ship. This is lightweight wool. These are bone buttons. These are some of the tools I have. This is a draw knife, a drill. This is actually a bung drill for drilling tapered bungs and barrels.
These aren't just costumes or props. They're all period replicas. Because for Doug, being a reenactor is about bringing that do-it-yourself spirit back to life.
I think it's important for the country. I think it's important for people to know how to build things.
Why?
You know, to stop us from all becoming cogs in the great machine.
Doug recreates tools from the past. He takes modern machines apart and puts them back together. He understands how things work. And whether he's whittling buttons from bone or turning a kid's toy into a laser-shooting monster, he sees his work as more than a creative hobby. It's a living philosophy.
To be a whole person, you need to have an idea of how to, you know, expand your horizons, to expand the directions you go from raw material to finished product, see how far you can reach.
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Phoebe Flanagan.